and sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquake. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm the Caribbean critic from down here in the beautiful island of Barbados in the Caribbean. And I'm joined by Dan Nemo from the Palmetto State of South Carolina. Welcome back to the show. We are the standing host for Bob while he's indisposed. And we are going to deal with many and several subjects. Your call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're glad to be here again, aren't we, Danny?
I am so glad to be back on the Bob Tuskin Show without Bob Tuskin. But, yes, glad to be back, John. And we do have a lot of ground to cover this evening. And where do you want to go first, John?
Well, I want to go for the Fukushima Daiichi event firstly, simply because it has fallen off the radar mainly. And we now learn from the European Nuclear Energy News website that actually now Fukushima has released 181 quadrillion becquerels of radioactive material. And
a becquerel would be one decay per second.
Correct.
And you're telling me they've released enough material collectively to produce how many decays?
181 quadrillion. Almost double what Chernobyl released.
That is enough. If that were concentrated in one place, you wouldn't be able to get a mile from it.
Your hair would be falling out, yes.
Yes.
But this is getting really serious because we've been lied to. Even the so-called experts have been minimalizing the danger to public health from these releases, and it looks to be going on for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. They have no idea of how to prevent the further leaks.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, they need to find a way to recover these melted down reactor cores, because whatever those reactor cores, they've melted through the primary containment, the secondary containment, and even through the cellars. They're now burrowing their way down in a typical China syndrome that we learnt about from films previously, and they have no idea how to get those out. But they've got to find a way, because whatever that's down there, they're going to be contaminating the groundwater, which is flowing into the Pacific Ocean.
So there's been a steady, or maybe not quite so steady, release of this material into the ocean now for what?
For 3 years, yeah, more than three years. Yep. It's contaminating the whole of the Pacific. And in fact, the radionuclides have now been detected in Europe, in Norway. Nuclear experts have been looking at these nanoparticles of plutonium, uranium, and various other radionuclides, and it's significant. I mean,
I heard that they were pulling them out of air filters.
Yes, they're detecting them in the air filters that they use. Air conditioning, air filters, everything. They're finding them everywhere. We call them sprites, but these are nanoparticles of radioactive material that have floated into the high atmosphere and dumped themselves wherever they feel the need. But we're not being told anything from the governments, from the nuclear industry, from TEPCO. It seems to have faded right off the radar at the moment. I mean, the only way they can solve this problem is to literally encase the whole site in concrete. But because
why haven't they? I mean, that's, you know, not rocket science. How come they haven't done that? They've had 3 years.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you see, when this thing first happened, it now turns out that all the workers that worked at that plant ran away because they knew the consequences. These were the people trained in this nuclear power industry, and they knew the consequences of these meltdowns. And in fact, they've had to recruit just tramps and homeless people to simply do the work on the site. And there's nobody with any real knowledge. Well, I mean, to say real knowledge, this knowledge is not available because this scenario has never happened before. It's not just one; it's three complete meltdowns of the cores of these reactors. So we're in. It's got to be the biggest disaster ever to hit the Northern Hemisphere.
I was reading a couple of weeks ago, correct me if I'm wrong, but the authorities, or TEPCO, admitted that they've been leaking fission products into the environment for at least 6 months.
And
they just decided for some reason to come out and finally, you know, say, yeah, well, by the way, we've been leaking these things, these various isotopes, for at least 6 months.
They've been trying to minimize the disaster, you know, because, well, they can't minimize it, but they've been trying this propaganda stunt. We've been told nothing but lies, deceptions, and well, it's just the severity of this meltdown is so serious. These people should have more moral fortitude and let's everybody know so that we can do something about it.
I'm looking at a study here from Stanford University, from the Hopkins Marine Station. And this was reports a couple of months old now. It says they have been testing bluefin tuna, and they're coming up positive for isotopes from Fukushima's reactors. So, isn't this like something that should be in the front page?
Well, they should be warning the people not to consume Pacific seafood because it is dangerous. The thing is, of course, the amount that you are going to consume will be small, so it may take 15 years for you to develop the leukemia or the cancer, but that is almost a certainty that will happen.
Yeah, that's what it says here. It says here that 40% of bottom feeding fish caught near Fukushima tested positive for high levels of cesium. Now, I mean, don't the big fish eat the little fish, and the bigger fish eat the big fish? And so that means this stuff's going to be worldwide.
Well, it is, and of course, as the fish eat the other fish, it concentrates the amount of the radionuclides within the flesh of the bigger fish. It's a natural process.
Right. Well, I ain't eating no more fish. That's it.
And well, let's get on to a different topic now, but just to warn the American people, leave Pacific seafood alone. Just don't consume it. Just reject it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got no problem with that. All right.
Well, let's look at what's...
Let's take a break. The Ron Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show on the RBN Network. I'm joined by Dan Nemo from South Carolina. We want to talk next about the Libyan conflict, which seems to be off the American media. There's a general, a rogue general, they're telling us. His name is Khalifa. And... apparently his forces have attacked the puppet government, the U.S. puppet government in Tripoli, and the parliament building, and arrested several of the parliamentarians, and it looks like a civil war is winding up again in Libya. And, of course, the American administration will be looking sad by now. They've got so much on their plate. Can they go back into Libya to enforce their puppet regime? I doubt it. However, it's looking worse and worse for this foreign policy from the current administration. What do you think, Danny?
Well, this is totally humiliating. I mean, we supported an invasion of Libya. We destroyed the infrastructure. We killed thousands of people. We declared we were going to introduce democracy and we were going to save them from dictatorship. And what has been gained? Well, I mean, where are we now? I mean, it says here they're supposed to have an election coming up. They're supposed to fix everything. Well, they've already tried that. So, you know, what's the point? Why don't we just admit that we were attacking Libya because we wanted their gold? We wanted control of their oil. And we don't give a hoot about the Libyan people. Because that's what I'm seeing here, John. What's...
Well, I mean,
is it just me or does anybody else see this?
It's summed up by Hitler's statement, you know, we came, we saw, we killed him, you know? I mean, this is absolute nonsense. The one leader that held Libya together and looked to be, and in fact was, the richest nation in Africa, and in fact, they had a higher standard of living than some European countries, never mind just African countries. He really did support his people. I mean, his statement, he would house everybody before he would house his own family, and he did that very thing. His father was the last to be housed.
Yeah, I remember he came to this country and he decided he's going to live in a tent. They made much mirth out of that. But, you know, I got the point. I understood what the man was saying. And I think perhaps the elite in Washington also understood what he was saying. But they, of course, couldn't address him on those terms. I mean,
but of course, he lived by what was then called the Jamahiriya, where each community elected representatives and they voted, you know, the whole community voted on a particular issue. Then they elected the representatives to take that issue to a vote in a central council. This was a people's democracy, a real people's democracy. It was called Jamahiriya. And, of course, the Libyan people were getting a precept from the oil, in other words, about $2,000 a month for every man, woman, and child over the age of 18. They had $60,000 given to them to buy a house. They had free electricity, free water, and almost free food. It was ridiculous what they did to Libya, what Britain, France, and America did to Libya.
Well, I hope that the world, you know, wakes up to this one day and realizes that the power of these, what do you call them? What do you want to call them? Subversive forces,
Well, they're psychopaths, Danny. They're psychopaths in government in Britain, France, and America. There's no other way to describe them. They're psychopaths. They have absolutely no empathy for the people that they fight, that they conquer, that they send the troops out to kill. No empathy whatsoever. It's not about democracy. It's all about the money, the gold, the 114 tons, which suddenly disappeared from Libya into the vaults of France.
And we know there's never going to be an end to that. They will never have enough. And they'll go looking for it until they think they found every last gram. And that means that this is of particular importance to those of us in the USA.
Yeah,
because anybody who thinks they won't come after our gold is watching too much television.
Well, I think we can see, Danny, that France, Britain, and America are Zionist-occupied governments. They are, without doubt, Zionist in their outlook and agenda. This is the rule that we have to counter, because they're intended on complete world hegemony.
Yeah, I know. We've all been raised to believe that certain things were de facto the right thing to do. And if you go to school, get a job, and vote regularly, then it's supposed to be a smiling, happy place. But all we've had now is going back to 2001. Of course, it started long before that. But since 2001, this has been a country of fear. And all they keep pushing at us is fear. Now we have to hate Putin, you see. It wasn't enough to blow Libya into the Stone Age. That wasn't good enough. It wasn't enough to interfere in Syria or in Serbia. I mean, it wasn't enough. I think the message Americans need to get from all of this is that we need to stop, and the only people that are going to stop us is us. This Libya story here, you know, it's the same old thing. They say here that the lawmakers have disputes within their parliament. Well, why do you think they have disputes within their parliament? You know, who is provoking these disputes in parliament? It's the same people. They keep talking about
the same people.
Yes.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we look at the latest sort of nonsense coming out of Holder, the Attorney General, accusing China of cyber attacks after all the revelations about the NSA. And it is absolutely ridiculous. Hypocrisy, nonsense. And it's all driven by this same effort at conquest, at division. Yes. And conquest.
And I mean, dictators rule by fear. And if there's one message that we keep getting, and I mean we get it everywhere. We get it on TV, in the cinema. You know, you always got good guys, bad guys. But the one message we keep getting is we've got to be afraid. And we got to take a break.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show with your hosts, the Caribbean Critic and Dan Nemo. The call-in number, if you have anything to put forward and put your ideas to us, the number is 800-313-9443. Okay, Danny, let's take it away with this China-Russia demonization by the West, and particularly from the State Department in the U.S.
Yeah, first thing I want to say is, it's the same thing, it's the same principle that we saw in Libya. It's all about money and oil and power. And we found out last month that Exxon and Shell and Chevron signed deals with the Kiev government late last year for exploration rights. In the case of Chevron, they signed a 50-year shale gas deal with the government of Kiev. 50 years of taking the people's natural resources away. And, of course, money changed hands. Now, I'm not quite sure how it all tied in with this fiasco over joining the EU monetary system as a precursor to joining the EU. But that becomes obvious now that somebody had invested a great deal of money in that real estate that didn't belong to them. Now we see, we heard him crying and moaning about Crimea. Well, that was pretty cut and dried, and quite honestly, I don't think they saw it coming. And Putin wrapped that one up pretty tight and pretty quick. Now we got all this nonsense going on about the eastern regions of Ukraine. What has this got to do with China? Well, China and Russia, even as we speak, have signed deals for gas and for oil and a whole lot of other things. And what is this going to do to the economic balance of power? Quite honestly, they gained nothing by destroying Libya, because what China and Russia are going to do is, you know, several orders of magnitude bigger than this little problem with Gaddafi. They're going to be trading in renminbi and in rubles. They're going to be trading machinery. They got military cooperation contracts now. And one has to wonder if our foreign policy advisors were that dumb to try to destabilize this country. And they admit having done that, of course. As you know, we paid them $5 billion and we shelled out to destabilize Ukraine. Did they really think they were going to pull this off, do the same thing in Ukraine and grab all these natural resources because Chevron and Shell decided it must be so? I mean, how do you read this? What the heck does this mean?
Well, this is the money junkies again, Danny, the central bankers, the ECB, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, and these large companies which actually own shares and huge portions of those privately owned central banks. And of course, it's all about the money and the resources. It was never about democracy and bringing freedom to the people. Every single nation that America has gone into and followed by its little lapdog Britain, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, they've turned them into complete Stone Age failed states, basically. And all it's about is the money, the huge resources in rare earths and metals in Afghanistan, and of course a pipeline to bring the oil down from the Caspian region down to the Indian Ocean. But of course that means running the pipeline through all this hostile territory of Pakistan and Afghanistan. I don't think that's gonna come to fruition. But they certainly tried to obtain the rights to these minerals. Well, that didn't quite work out either, because Hamid Karzai went to Beijing and signed deals to give the Chinese the rights to these mineral deposits and sort of preempted the American strike. So it's the only thing that's paying off for America at the moment, of course, is the heroin and the opium, which they're exporting, thank you, to the cocaine import agency of the CIA.
Yes. Well, John, it seems they have shot themselves in the foot. I mean, this whole Ukraine thing, again, what's the result? Putin says, well, okay, then, gee, Ukraine's not going to be paying us, it seems, for the gas we've given them. So I know, let's just go and sell it to China. Now, that was just such an obvious move. Did our geniuses, our foreign policy geniuses, not realize that this was a possibility, that this was bound to happen? I mean, and now we're demonizing China now. And how can we, and we've had this discussion before, we really can't afford to be demonizing China, considering how much money we owe them. So it leads one to believe, and of course I'm not really a real conspiracy theorist, but I sort of do it as a hobby, but doesn't this sort of mean that the only way out of this incredible financial flamboozle is a war?
Yes, we were going to come to that, weren't we? That is a depressing thought. And whatever happens, the now 80 BRICS nations are solidifying into one unit. This was always the plan originally put forward during the Southeast Asian Cooperation Organization agreement. What we're looking at is probably a war that will start off as a conventional war, but the West and America are so far in debt that eventually they just don't produce the equipment either. They don't have the manufacturing capacity where the other side, the Russians, the Chinese, they do. And it would not take long before America and the West is being defeated and they would resort without doubt to nuclear weapons. That would be the end.
Well, I happen to know, and I don't want to get into how I know, that's a bit touchy, but I happen to know, excuse me, that since the late 50s, early 60s, NATO has never had a strategy to defend a conventional strategy to defend against the Russian invasion. They decided way back then that they could put troops and tanks up on the border, sure, but these will all be expendable, because the moment a Russian tank crossed into Europe, or a NATO tank crossed into Russia or Ukraine, or it was Russia at the time, then they would resort to the use of tactical nuclear weapons. So NATO has never had a strategy for a conventional war along that frontier. And when you think about it, of course, it makes perfect sense. If you've got the, and they went ahead and deployed these tactical nuclear weapons. The American Army had them, British Army had them, Russians, of course, had them. And what these are, of course, are smaller nuclear bombs that are loaded into an artillery piece. And they can be fired several kilometers. And, of course, there's always the danger that the crew ends up dead as well as the enemy if they get too close. But this has been the NATO strategy. And right now, the Russians have got to be scratching their heads. And they got to be thinking, who in the hell is running that show over there? They've got to be crazy. They know there is no conventional warfare strategy on the books for a confrontation between NATO and Russia on the ground. So, having said that, I mean, do you really think they will, they keep rattling their sabers and making all these little threats and troop movements and screaming about our airplanes flying close to California and Guam. Do you really think it would go off? Do you think it's going to go down that way? Because once tactical nukes are used, there's almost no stopping the use of strategic nuclear weapons, which both sides have plenty of.
Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. It's me in the Caribbean island, the Caribbean critic, and Dan Nemo in South Carolina. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. If you have any observations or questions you'd like answered, give us a call. We're waiting by the phones. Okay.
Well.
Right, Danny, let's continue with our subject of this nonsense that is taking place in Ukraine, and what's developing is a confrontation between NATO and the Russian Federation, China, of course. And yeah, several other BRICS nations are supporting the Russians and Chinese. So we have to look at how these chess pieces are taking sides, some joining the white and some joining the black.
Well, in the end, it's I'd like to say in the end it's going to be a question of whose people are going to be better off. But in reality, I'm afraid the people that are driving this boat don't really care about whose people are going to be better off. I mean, with the possible exception of the Zionists, who have kind of isolated themselves unique amongst the population of the world, they claim to have a racial, religious sort of monopoly on a national identity. They're calling for other countries, such as, you know, all the countries in Europe and even the U.S., to open their doors and allow unfettered immigration while they run a very tight ship themselves when it comes to immigration. But having said that, I don't think we can afford to make the mistake of trying to be too rational about this. What the mainstream media is telling America is this plain, what's the term RBN uses, bovine excrement. It has no connection to anything real. What they're telling us is Walt Disney, or worse, but it's fantasy.
It's Alice in Wonderland. Wonderland.
Yeah, it's, you know, down the rabbit hole. One pill makes you larger, one pill makes you small. It's just, so that puts us in the realm of not really being able to predict who is going to do when, because these people are bonkers.
Well, they're irrational, and the only people who are going to gain are the big corporate interests and the central bankers. I mean, they are going to be the people who are gaining the resources, and in the latter are funding both the war and the rebuilding afterwards. They will be in for making an absolute fortune. So, but it doesn't benefit the people, the ordinary chap who joins up in patriotic fervor to dive onto the bayonets of the designated enemy. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because if, in fact, they're entertaining some degree of fantasy about being able to gain from all this, it does kind of limit the strategy that they could use in a war. And there's been an awful lot of talk lately about using the poor man's weapon of mass destruction, and that would be an EMP. Now, you know, I don't want to pretend to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, but if I saw this rogue nation, and I believe we are a rogue nation, by the way, if I saw this rogue nation, you know, moving planes and troops and ships and missiles all over the world and beating on their war drums, I just might put a couple of little EMP missiles, you know, on their country, because they can effectively neutralize us as a threat if they do that without a great loss of life.
Well, it would not initially cause any loss of life, but the loss of water supplies, because the pumps don't run and the refrigeration doesn't work for the food and the slaughterhouses don't have the machines to slice up the beef and the pork and the various other items of foods, then we're looking at a really nasty scenario. And according to Pentagon figures, up to 80% of the American population would be dead within 3 months. Now, we have to look at this EMP because it's not just a nuclear EMP. I know from my reading in various, you know, engineering magazines and from an article in the European Times, a Europe-wide newspaper that prints in the various languages of the nations where it is sold. And in that particular case, there was a story about Iran and the testing of an EMP device. It's not nuclear. It's called an explosively pumped flux compression generator. It is not as powerful as a nuclear EMP, but if dropped at the right altitude, detonated at the right altitude, it can cover a 400-mile radius where it will absolutely destroy all electronic equipment that's not protected, the main power lines, everything that can act as an antenna will literally be burnt out.
That would mean telephones, lines, cell towers, that would mean traffic lights, that would mean basically the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, bank computers, they'd lose all the data in the bank computers unless they got hard copies. Everything would be, your ATM machines, forget it. They'd be gone.
Well, if the object of war, and I'm trying to revert back to the rational. If the object of war is to destroy your enemy's will or ability to fight, not necessarily destroy your enemy, then the EMP would be the rational choice if you wanted to have something left after the war to claim as your spoils. Because if you use these nasty old nukes, ain't gonna be nothing worth claiming as spoils. So it seems to me there are things that they're just not telling us. And I know they're talking behind closed doors about this scenario, that scenario. And I know that the American military is fully aware of all of the above. And I don't think, and knock on wood and burn some incense, but I don't think that the American military is really hot to nuke Russia or China. Because, they all know, the generals know. And they know it's insane. And I like to think they won't push the button. But I don't think that they would necessarily hold off on the EMP attack, because it would accomplish the rational goal of a war. It would destroy our ability and our will to fight. I don't know, John. All I know is...
Well, all I can tell you, and the American people and anyone who is listening, is the Iranians didn't develop this device themselves. I thought it was the Chinese who handed the technology to them. In fact, I discovered it was the Russians. And they've already tested this device on various sites in the Iranian desert where there are no civilian facilities, but they've placed equipment in those areas to see the effect. And it worked. A single missile. A single missile over the American fleet in the Persian Gulf and in the... Indian Ocean would disable much of the military because a lot of it is not protected.
And for those who are listening who aren't familiar with the concept of EMP, it has already been conclusively proven by us going back several...
With finance.